Hello and welcome.
大家好。
It's so good. 你好。It is so great to be here today.
很高兴在这里和大家见面。
It's so great to be able to share a little bit about missions.
然后也是跟大家分享一些关于宣教的看见。
To share about my time in Cambodia and how the Holy Spirit guided the work and ministry there.
也跟大家分享一些我在柬埔寨的宣教经历以及圣灵如何做工的。
I'm going to start with the verse we just read.
还有我刚刚大家读的经文。
From Revelations 7:9, and I'll read the whole thing. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from every tribe, and the peoples and languages standing before the throne.And before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands.
Oh, okay. 就是刚才大家读的那个启示录的那段经文，从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，然后都俯伏敬拜在羔羊宝座前，向主来赞美。
I love the picture that this gives.
好，我很受这个。美丽的一个景象的鼓舞。
It gives an amazing picture of the future that God has for this world.
它描绘了一幅极其壮阔的一个画面，就是神对未来的一个意象的启示。
The people from every nation, language and culture will come and worship God. Jesus Christ on the throne. Sorry.
就是来自世界各地讲着不同语言有着不同文化背景的人都匍匐敬拜在羔羊宝座前一同来敬拜他。
But this is not just a nice picture. This is God's heart. This is his dream.
这不仅仅是一幅好看的宏伟的画面这也是神的心意还有神的一个计划他的愿望。
And this is, as a world, where we are heading.
这也是我们最终将要去往的一个地方。
One day, every person, every nation, every tribe, every language, every culture will come together before the throne of Jesus.
就是在最后，终有一天，我们就是来自各国、各民、各族、各方，讲着不同语言的人，都要在羔羊的宝座前一同来敬拜主耶稣。
But the question for me is how does God bring about this vision? How does every person, every language that knows Jesus come to him?
但是问题是神要实现这样的一个大的一个愿景一个意象一个景象而且这些人又来自不同的国家不同的背景不同的语言不同的文化要如何实现让他们都来认识主耶稣呢？
And how can God do something that big?
神要如何去实现如此宏大的神迹奇事呢？
In many ways, it starts with just ordinary, simple people.
其实在很多时候，这从一个普通人开始，我们就可以去开始做这件事。
Following God's calling on their lives.
只要去顺服跟随神的呼召。
But many of those ordinary people feel that they cannot do what God is calling them to do.
但是呢，在我们很多普通人的当中，大家都会觉得说自己根本没办法去完成神这样大的一个使命。
Maybe they cannot speak the language well enough. Maybe they do not feel that they have the skills.
也许他们觉得自己有语言的障碍，或者说自己还有能力上还有一些缺乏。
Maybe they don't know enough.Or maybe they feel that they're not the right person for the job.
或者呢，他们觉得自己不是那种无所不知的，或者说自己还没有完全装备好。
They look at their limitations. They look at what they cannot do. Their weakness, their fears and wonder. Surely God could possibly find someone better than me.
然后我们的普通人呢，很多时候局限于自己的能力的有限或者是软弱或者是内心的一些恐惧就总是在想那肯定比我好的人比我强的人大有人在神总有人可以用不一定要用我
And this is exactly where Moses found himself.
这啊、也我们对摩西，摩西也曾经就是这个样子的。
Most people think of Moses as this great leader, the person who heard God's voice and shared it with the nation of Israel.
提起摩西，大家肯定就都知道了，他是属灵的领袖，然后呢，还可以直接跟神对话，把信息传递给以色列百姓，是这样的一个很大人物的存在。
But that is not the way that Moses started his ministry.
但是实际上在摩西开始事工之前呢，根本就不是这样子的。
You see, in Exodus 3 and 4, Moses is standing on the hill with the burning bush, a bush that did not burn.
在出埃及记的第三章和第四章里面摩西当时站在那个焚烧的那个荆棘火，然后那个荆棘火对他说话。
And the bush, the God, was telling him that he'd been called to incredible mission.
然后神就当时呼召他去做一项不可能完成的使命。
To go back to Egypt, to stand before Pharaoh, to lead the Israelites out of slavery.
去回到埃及去把站到法老面前去把那些在埃及为奴的以色列人领出来。
To serve as God's representative before both the people and their king.
在百姓和那些地上的君王面前做神的一个代言人。
But Moses did not respond with confidence.
但是呢，摩西的信心完全不够。
Instead, he started listing the reasons why he could not do what God wanted him to do.
但是摩西开始逐个的列举他的不足，然后他觉得他神交给他的事情他做不到。
First he asked, who am I? In other words, I'm not important enough.
他就说了说我算是谁啊，然后或者换句话说就说神啊，我真的是人微言轻，不是什么举足轻重的人。
Surely there's someone better suited for this than me.
比我好的人大有人在，怎么轮都轮不到我的。
And then he thought of it more and he thought,What if I don't know the answers? What if I don't know enough?
所以说我要是不知道那个问题答案怎么办？或者我的知识不够渊博，不够储备不够怎么办？
What if someone asks me something I cannot respond to?
或者有人直接问题把我问住了。
Next he asks, how will people react? What if they don't believe me?
或者他也又开始担心别人的反应了，担心他说的别人完全不相信。
What if I'm making this all up? What if they think I'm making it all up?
或者他们觉得他是胡说八道、瞎编乱造的。
Finally, Moses came to what may be the deepest concern in Exodus 4.
到出埃及记第四章就说了那个摩西他内心深处的一些焦虑和顾虑。
And in Exodus 4 it says, But Moses said to the Lord,Oh my Lord, I am not eloquent either in the past or since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and tongue.
摩西对耶和华说，主啊，我素日是不是能言的人，就是从你对仆人说话以后也是这样，我本是拙口笨舌的。
He tells God that he's slow of speech and tongue. In other words,I might not even know what to say.
他说他自己是笨口拙舌，其实就是说，神啊，就算我心里知道要怎么说，可是我也不确定自己能不能说得好。
As you listen to Moses, it becomes clear that the struggle is not really about Pharaoh or Egypt, or even really public speaking.
所以当我们听到摩西这样说以后，事情就非常的明显，他真正担心的不是跟法老的权柄啊，或者是埃及有关，而是跟人群中的公开演讲也没有关系。
He's struggling on his own limitations, or struggling on what he cannot do.
他真正纠结担心的是他自身的能力的局限。
He could see all the reasons why someone else should do the job.
他看到的就是别人可以完全承担这项工作，而不是他。
Well, God was trying to show him that the mission would succeed because God's power and presence, not because of Moses' ability.
所以神让他看见，大使命能够成功，一定能够成就，是因为神的大能和他的同在，并不是靠摩西自己的能力。
I love God's response to this.
我太喜欢神对这些抱怨的回应，对摩西的回应。
Because he doesn't say, oh, you're right, Moses. It's okay. I'll go find someone else.
所以神并没有很礼貌地顺着他的话说，好吧，我去找别人吧，你就这样吧。不是，神没有。
No, in Exodus 4:11-12, he responds to Moses when he says, the Lord said to him, who made man's mouth? Who made them mute or deaf?Seeing or blind, it is not I, the Lord. Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall speak.
神没有这样说，在出埃及记第四章十一到十二节中，耶和华这样回应摩西。耶和华对他说，谁造人的口呢？谁使人口哑、耳聋、眼明、眼瞎呢？岂不是我，耶和华吗？现在去吧，我必赐你口才，指教你所当说的话。
In other words, Moses was saying, or the Lord was saying, Moses, stop looking at yourself and start looking at me, the Lord.
换句话说，神的意思说，摩西，别再看你自己了，你要把眼睛定睛在我的身上。你的口是我造的，你要去见的百姓也是我造的，我必与你同在，我必指教你，引导你。
I made your mouth. I made your mouth. I made all the people that you're speaking to. I will guide you. I will teach you. And I will be with you.
我必与你同在，我必指教你，我必引导你。
The answer to Moses' fear was not a greater confidence in himself. The answer was a greater confidence in God.
Okay. 面对摩西内心的恐惧，答案绝不是让他对自己更有自信，或者是对神，要对神更有信心。
And I think many of us need that reminder today.
我想今天在座的许多人都需要这样的提醒。
Because we often do this exact same thing.
因为我们也常常犯同样的错误。
We look at our weakness.
我们看到的是自己的软弱。
And God looks at His power.
神看的是他自己的大能。
We look at our limitations or what we cannot do.
我们看到的只是我们自己的局限。
And God looks at His purpose.
然后神看的是他自己的旨意。
We look at what we cannot do.
我们看的是我们自己不能做什么。
And God looks at what He can do through us.
神看的是能借助我们做什么。
When I first went to Cambodia,
他当初刚去柬埔寨的时候
，I was not qualified for ministry. I was IT technician, computer tech.
他说他根本不具备全职事工的一个资格，因为他还是一个 IT 宅技术宅。
I was quiet.I worked alone. I had never done any public speaking.
他很内向，也没有在公众面前公开讲过话，也很害羞。
The first time I was asked to come up and speak, it's good to be here today.
所以他第一次讲的话是结结巴巴，然后介绍自己都比较困难的样子。
And yet God opened the doors for me to go to missions.
但是神还是为他打开了那个宣教的大门。
Before Cambodia, I felt very much like Moses.
在去柬埔寨之前，他觉得他的那个感受就跟摩西一样。
Unknown, unqualified, and not able to serve.
他是无名小卒啊，毫无资质，也没有办法去服侍。
I had not spoken publicly, and when I did, oh, very bad. and I did not feel prepared.
他也没有公开演讲的经验，所以觉得自己完全没有准备好。
And I thought to myself, I don't have a lot to give the pastors who have been faithfully doing God's work for so many years.
哦，但是他说面对那些当地那些多年经验的牧师，他觉得自己并不能带去什么帮助。
But I started preparing. I started following God's guidance, and He started preparing me.
然后他就学着去寻求主的引导，然后主就开始来装备他。
Training me, stretching me, teaching me, empowering me.
然后训练我，然后塑造我，教导我，并且赐给我能力。
As I went into missions, when we went into missions, we were not ready to go. But that was not because of us.
当我们真正踏上宣教工厂的时候，我们之所以准备好，并不是因为我们自己有这个能力。
Because we had not learned to trust God yet.
我们还是没有学会去完全的信靠神。
When we arrived, we learned to trust God, trust that God would be with us, that He would teach us, that He would lead us, that He would guide us, that we would be able to go with Him.
学会完全信靠神与我们同在，信靠他一定会亲自的引领我们，然后一路与我们同在。
And this brings us to Acts 1 to 4. Sorry, 1 verse 8.
Okay, 这就是有点那个想起那个使徒行传第一章第八节。
Which says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and in the ends of the earth, and to the ends of the earth.
Oh, 圣灵但圣灵降临的在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
You notice what God does not say here, what Jesus does not say.
哦，这里是耶稣并没有说我在这里是你们的救赎主。
He does not say that you will receive confidence.
耶稣也没有说你们会一定会得到自信。
He does not say you'll receive the answers.
他也没有说你们一定会得到所有的答案。
He doesn't say that you'll suddenly become an expert.
你们也不会说一夜之间就变得无所不能。
He says you'll receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
他说的是圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
Missions was never supposed to depend on our abilities.
主托付的使命从来都不需要我们依赖自己本身的能力。
It was supposed to depend on God's power.
这件事从始至终依赖都是神自己的大能。
In fact, before Jesus talks about witnesses, he talks about the Holy Spirit. Before he talks about power, before the mission comes, sorry, let me say it again. In fact, before Jesus talks about witnesses, he talks about the Holy Spirit. Before the mission comes power, and before the sending comes empowering.
事实上，耶稣在谈到我们要去做见证之前，先谈到了圣灵。在使命临到之前，能力必先临到。在被差遣出去之前，恩膏与力量也必先赐下。
Why?
哦，为什么呢？
Because God never intended His people to accomplish His mission through their own strength.
因为神从来没有打算让他自己的子民靠着自己的血气和力量去完成他交代的使命。
Moses could not do it. The disciples could not do it. I could not do it. The pastors in Cambodia could not do it.
摩西是办不到这样的，然后门徒们办不到，我也办不到，柬埔寨的牧师们同样办不到。
But God could do it, and God can do it.
但是神可以做到，神现在也能做到。
The same spirit that empowered Moses is the same spirit that came upon the disciples.
当年赐力量给摩西的是同样降临在门徒身上的是同一位圣灵。
And it's the same spirit that built the early church. And it's the same spirit that is at work today.
当年建立早期的教会的是这位圣灵，而今天在我们中间运行和做工的也是同一位圣灵。
And one of the biggest lessons I learned in Cambodia As you traveled around the country visiting the pastoring churches, I quickly realized something.
这也是我在当年柬埔寨短宣教的时候学到的最宝贵的一课。当我们走遍那个国家去拜访各地的牧师和教会的时候，我很快就意识到一件事。
We were not bringing God to Cambodia.
我们并不是把神的福音带去柬埔寨。
God was already there.
神自己已经在那里了。
God was already moving.
神早就已经在那里做工了。
God was already changing lives.
神早就已经在改变生命了。
God was already building his church.
神早就已经在那里建立他自己的教会了。
We were simply joining the work there.
我们只不过是加入其中，参与到他已经启动的工作当中。
I'm going to go off script here.
Okay.
We had a pastor.
在当地有一个牧师。
He started off as a general.
他就从一个很普通的开始。
He was a general in Pol Pot's army.
他是从一个极地的一个军官 army.
Yeah, army, yeah.
Okay, 军官开始。士兵还是soldier.
Soldier, yeah.
Soldier, okay,
yeah, sir,
士兵开始。
Yeah. He killed many people.
他杀过很多人。
He tortured babies, children, and adults.
他就是折磨孩子、小孩、大人。
He was not a good man.
他是个坏人。
He got injured.
他受伤了。
And he was removed from his position.
他就从他的就休养退役。
He went to refugee camp.
他就去那个难民营。
There, someone talked to him about Jesus.
在难民营当中，有人跟他传福音，讲耶稣基督的事。
And he became a Christian.
然后他就信主了。
He started to study.
他就开始去学习。
He started to hear God's voice.
他就学习去听神的话语。
He started to feel the Holy Spirit empowering him.
他就学习神的圣灵临到他。
He returned to Cambodia.
他就。他就之后他就回到柬埔寨。
After the war, sorry.、Yeah. He started to do work as a pastor.
他就成了一位牧师。
He was eventually elected president of the CNMA Cambodia.
他就当选成柬埔寨的一个什么
?Christian Missionary Alliance.
宣道会的一个什么主席。
He,ended up leading the church of Cambodia.
哦，他开始领导柬埔寨的教会。
For many years, and during that time, there was unity.
在很多年以后，这个教会就实现一些联合。
There was friendship.
然后有一些友谊。
God took this man.
神就拣选这个人。
This general, this evil man.
然后拣选这个像恶魔一样的人。
And took him to be a pastor that brought the church so much further.
然后像把他让他成为一个牧师还走了这么远。
Churches were built.
然后教会被建立。
People became Christians.
然后有很多的人归向主。
Because the Holy Spirit was there.
因为圣灵在其中做工。
We would drive through the country. We would drive through the country.
Okay. 他们开车游历整个国家。
And he would point at a mountain.
他指向一个座山。
And he would say, "This is where I killed so many people."
哦，这个山就是我当年杀人的刑场。
And we would stop.
然后我们就停下来。
And we would pray for those people still there.
我们就为那些亡灵祷告。
That they would hear Jesus.
希望他们能听到主的福音。
Go back to this.
Okay.
One of the pastors we visited.
我们曾经拜访过一个小村庄的牧师。
He was serving in a small church. By Canadian standards, it's not even a building. Really, the church was a tree with some sticks that made it like an umbrella.
他是以我们加拿大的标准来看，那根本就不能算作一座教堂，因为他是用那些树枝搭建的一个棚子。
He had little formal training.
他几乎没有受过什么神学装备。
Very few resources, $1 a day, maybe.
然后资源也非常的匮乏，可能一天就只有$1。
Yet he faithfully opened God's word and discipled believers and shared Christ in his community.
但是呢，他在他的社区里分享传播神的话语，非常的来传讲神的福音，带领一些门徒。
I listened to him, I heard his story, I found myself asking, how is this possible?
就是听到他的分享的时候，我就心里面充满疑问，这怎么可能呢？怎么可能做到？
It wasn't education, it wasn't money, it wasn't program. The answer was the Holy Spirit working in a willing servant.
答案当然不是因为他有多么好，多么高的学历，或者多么充足的资金，或者有多么完备的一个传福音的计划，答案很显然，那是圣灵自己的大能，透过一个甘心乐意的仆人来彰显出来。
One of the main things that stood out to me was seeing the faithfulness of these local pastors.
最让我动容的是看到这些牧师们的忠心。
Many were in serving in very difficult places.
许多人服侍的环境是极其恶劣的。
Some were the only Christians in their entire village.
有的人甚至是全村唯一的基督徒。
Many had very few resources.
许多人手头根本没有什么资源可用。
Often they had another job in order to support themselves and give them a little bit money for food and other things.
他们为了养活家人呢，也要兼职打第二份工，然后为了有充足的食物啊这些。
Yet they continued to serve.God faithfully.
但是即便如此，他们依然非常忠心地在服侍神。
As I connected with them, as I heard their stories, as I got to know them better, I learned that many of them were severely undertrained.
随着跟他们接触的加深，听着他们的故事，我了解他们其实缺乏培训。
But they trusted in the power of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
但是他们独独仰望神的大能和圣灵的带领。
I was reminded again and again of the awesome power of the Holy Spirit as a guide, a counselor, as a helper, as I was working in Cambodia.
这就让我一次又一次的是被圣灵的大能所震撼。
The Holy Spirit is not limited by culture.
圣灵不受文化的限制。
Is not limited by language or geography.
圣灵也不受语言的限制或者地理位置的限制。
The same spirit that empowered believers in Acts 1 is still empowering believers today.
当年在使徒行传中赐能力给门徒的那位圣灵，今天依然同样在给信徒赐予能力。
The one thing I love about the Alliance approach to missions is that we don't arrive with the answer.
我特别喜爱我们宣道会的一个宣教理念，那就是我们去宣教不是代表，不是带着一种我们有答案的一种心态去的。
Our goal is to support local believers and pastors reaching their own people.
我们的目标是帮助他们本土的信徒、牧师和领袖。
We are not there to replace them, we're there to strengthen them.
我们去不是为了取代他们。而是去坚固他们
to empower, embolden,
去壮大他们帮助他们有能力
and support the local pastors and leaders in their ministry
在宣教大使命中成为他们当地的牧者和领袖的一个后盾
But how could I, a simple IT technician, a civil computer worker turned missionary / international worker how could I really help?
我在想我一个做 IT 的技术员转行做国际宣教士我能帮上什么忙呢
I thought I would be the one encouraging and empowering and helping.
我觉得我是去鼓励别人的。
But I often found myself working with these local pastors and leaders and being encouraged myself.
但是当我看到他们的一些信心他们的坚韧然后我反而成了那个被鼓励的人。
As I listened to their faith, their perseverance, their absolute trust in God.
他们真的是非常的信靠神。
My own faith grew.
我自己的信心也成长。
It reminded me that missions is not simply about what we give.
这提醒我宣教不仅仅是因为我付出什么。
It's about what God teaches us.
然后是神在教导我们什么。
And what God teaches us through His people.
然后在整个过程中神在透过他的子民来教导我们。
Throughout my time there, 10 years, I saw and I kept on seeing evidence of the Holy Spirit working again and again.
在整个宣教的十年的过程中，我不断地看到圣灵做工的一些神迹。
Opening doors, supplying needs, creating opportunity, building relationships, giving wisdom when I needed it the most and when other people needed it, giving courage to speak boldly,
OK, 神打开他很多长久封闭的心门，也在供应一切的需要，然后神也在创造服事的机会，然后在建立美好的关系，在需要智慧的时候神也赐下智慧，需要勇气的时候他也赐下勇气。神一次一次提醒我们，这是宣教的使命，是属于神的。
Remind us again and again that this is God's mission, not mine.
这是神宣教的使命，属于神的，不是我的。
And now if I stop there, you might say, oh, just a nice bunch of stories from a different country.
好，到这里我们小结一下，好像听起来这些都是在一些遥远国度宣教的一些感人故事。
But this is part of something so, so much bigger.
但事实上，所有这些事都是神自己宏大蓝图的那个部分。
Let's go back to Revelation 7.
让我们现在再回到启示录第七章。
After this, I looked and behold a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from every tribe and people and language standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, crying out with a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
第七章，此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。”
And this is where history is heading.
这就是整个历史要走去的一个终点站。
This is God's plan.
这就是神的计划。
This is God's heart.
这是神的心意。
That every nation, every tribe, every people, every language would be worshiping God.
那就是各家、各族、各民、各方，说着各种不同语言的人都会来一同来敬拜主耶稣。
I remember standing in a small village surrounded by believers speaking a language I barely could understand.
我现在还清楚地记得自己曾经站在一个非常小的一个村庄教会里，周围全是信徒，嘴里说着我几乎完全听不懂的语言。
The songs, they were so different. The culture, it was so different. The building, it was a tree. It was not the same type of building. Stop.
OK, 歌声是完全听不懂的，文化也是完全不懂，连建筑都是非常一棵树都不是这样的教堂。
Yet as we worship together, I was reminded that we served the same Savior.
但是当我们一同用歌声敬拜的时候，我心里面就会觉得我们敬拜的是同一位救世主。
For a moment, it felt like I was getting a glimpse of Revelation 7. People from every nation, every tribe, every language worshiping before the throne.
我就看到启示录第三章的那种，第七章的这种意象，各族、各国、各族、各民、各方的百姓都在宝座前俯伏敬拜羔羊。
Going off script again. I was at a conference.
Okay.
I'm going off script again.
Okay. Okay. 他有去参加一个会议。
I was at a conference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was probably 200 people there.
有200人参加。
There was Koreans, Chinese, Indian, English, Pakistani, many, many nations.
有韩国人、中国人、印度人、然后巴基斯坦人、各种人。
I spoke none of those languages.
我不说他们中间任何一种语言。
Some would suggest I don't even speak English very well.
然后有些人甚至说他说不好英语。
But the conference was in Cambodia.
哦，这个会议是在柬埔寨举行的。
And everything was said in Cambodian.
然后所有的是布置都是在柬埔寨。
So as we sat and we listened to the speaker, as we connected with each other, I was having conversations with people from Korea, from Japan, and from China.
Okay, 所以当一个讲员在分享的时候，然后呢，我既不说韩语，也不说日语，也不说中文的，然后
，sorry， I could not understand their native language。
我根本就不懂他们的语言。
But we all understood Cambodian language。
但是我们都懂柬埔寨语。
We started a
group
of people worshiping together. Sorry。
大家都一起敬拜。
We worshipped in Cambodian.
我们用高棉语敬拜。
And we are still friends today.
我们到今天还是朋友。
We don't know what, I'm going to say this, hold on. It's so cool to see Revelation 7 in real life.
就是在现实当中看到这个启示录第七章的景象具象化现实化非常的美妙。
Even though we spoke different languages,
即便我们讲不同的语言
,we're from different cultures,
我们来自不同的文化
,often from the opposite sides of the world,
甚至来自地球的不同的那个两极
,we share the same savior,
我们是有同一位救主。
And one day we will stand there together on and near the throne of God worshiping him.
然后终有一天我们会在羔羊的宝座前一起来敬拜他。
So what does that mean for us?
所以这对于我们大家来说意味着什么呢?
Because if this message is only a story about Cambodia,
这些故事呢都是关于一些柬埔寨的故事。
We have missed the point of it.
我们就是有想到其中的一些点。
The point is not Cambodia.
那重点并不是说柬埔寨。
The point is God's mission.
重点是神的大使命。
The point is the Holy Spirit.
重点是圣灵的做工。
The point is that God is still calling.
重点是神今天依然在呼召。
He's empowering and sending his people today.
他也是在赐能力装备他的子民差遣他的子民的时候。
Most of you will never go to Cambodia.
我们中间的大多数可能这辈子都不会去柬埔寨。
Some of you may never travel overseas in an official missions trip.
我们中间的人甚至永远都不会去参加一次跨国的短宣。
But many of you will return to your home country.
但是我们中的许多人会回到祖地故乡。
You'll visit with friends and family.
你会去探访你的家人和朋友。
And those quiet conversations about Jesus might be exactly what someone needs to hear in order to believe.
在和他们之间这种日常的闲聊中聊起主耶稣，可能就是恰恰那个生命得着信仰所需要听到的那个声音。
Finally, God's mission.Is not only overseas.
到最后，神的宣教大使命并不局限于国外。
God's mission is here.
神的使命就在我们所身处的此时此地。
In our homes, in our workplaces, in our schools.
在我们的家里面，在我们的职场上，也在我们的校园中。
In our neighborhoods, in our community.
也在我们的邻舍当中，在我们的社区当中。
I was talking to an ESL student a couple years ago.
在很多年以前，我和一个学英语是第二外语的一个学生聊天。
And they said, "Oh, I can't talk about Jesus because my English isn't good enough."
他说我没办法跟别人传福音，我的英文不够好。
But let me tell you, when I was in Cambodia, my Cambodian wasn't good enough.
就是，可是我跟你说，当年我在柬埔寨的时候，我的高棉语也是不行的。
But I learned the key words.
但是我学了几个关键词。
That allowed me to share my faith, my story simply.
让我可以用简单的方法去传扬我的信仰。
God will use you.
神会使用你。
So let me ask you.
所以请让我问你们。
Where is God calling you?
在现在神在何处呼召你。
Who has God placed in your life?
神把哪些人放在你的生命中让你去关心服侍和影响他们。
What opportunity or conversation has God put right in front of you?
神是曾经把什么样的一个机会摆在你面前
？What step of obedience have you been avoiding because you don't feel that you could do it？
原本应该顺服的脚步，你却一直在逃避，是因为你觉得自己不够格吗
？Maybe God is calling you to share your faith。
也许神在呼召你去分享你的信仰。
Maybe He's calling you to disciple someone。
神或者在呼召你去带领某个人做门徒。
Maybe he's calling you to pray more intentionally about missions.
或者神在呼召你开始迫切的、有针对的为宣教的工厂做代祷。
Maybe he's calling you to support someone who's already gone on missions.
或许神也是呼召你去为那些已经在宣教场上事工的宣教士们去奉献支持。
Maybe he's calling you to serve in a ministry.
或者神在呼召你在某个现有的事工里服事。
And if he is, talk to Pastor Andrew or Pastor Yan Yan.
看那个李牧师。
I'm serious, so you have to talk to them.
Okay, 和他们去说。
Or maybe he's even calling you to go overseas as an international missionary.
或者就是在呼召你作为一个国际宣教师走出去。
Whatever God is calling you to do, remember this.
无论神呼召你做什么，请记住这件事。
God is not calling us because we are enough.
神呼召我们从来不是因为我们已经装备完全了。
He calls us because He, God, is enough.
他呼召我们唯一的原因就是神自己是完全的。
Every single believer is called.
每一个基督徒都在被呼召。
Every single believer is empowered.
每一个基督徒都会从神那里得能力。
Every single believer is sent.
每个基督徒都会被差遣。
Not because we're special.
不是因为我们是什么了不起的大人物。
Or that we're talented.
也不是因为我们有什么超乎寻常的恩赐天赋。
Or that we know our Bible inside and outside and have every single answer that anyone might ask.
我们对于圣经知识的装备已经无所不知了。
But because God has given us His Holy Spirit.
而是因为神已经把他的圣灵赐给我们。
Moses was called. The disciples were empowered. The church was sent.
摩西被呼召，门徒们被赐予能力，早期的教会信徒也被差遣出去。
And God is still doing the same thing today.
在现今天，神依然在做一样的事情。
As I look back at Cambodia, what stands out the most is not what I accomplished, what we accomplished.
就是如果当我回望在柬埔寨的日子，最触动我的并不是我们自己成就了什么。
What stands out the most is what God accomplished.
最触动我的是神自己成就了什么样的大事。
Through ordinary people.
通过极其普通的人。
Through faithful pastors.
通过忠心耿耿的那些本。
Through willing servants.
然后忠心摆上的那些仆人。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit.
通过圣灵的大能的充满。
The mission is God's.
这个大使命是神的。
The power is God's.
大能也是神的。
And ultimately, the results are God's too.
最终的所结的果子也是神的。
It is our responsibility to say yes when He calls.
而我们最终的责任就是在他呼召的时候说，主啊，我在这里，我愿意。
Let's pray.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
阿爸天父，感谢主，感谢主你的话语。
We thank you that your mission has always been bigger than us.
我们感谢主提醒我们，你的宣教大使命远远大过我们自己。
And yet you invite us to be a part of it.
而主，你带着恩典让我们加入其中。
When we look at Moses, we see someone who felt inadequate.
当我们回头看摩西，我们看到的是一个觉得自己微不足道的人。
Who focused on his weakness.
他是开始盯着自己的软弱。
Someone who's unsure of what they could do.
对自己能否完成神的托付完全没有信心的人。
And if we are honest with ourselves, Lord, sometimes we feel the exact same way.
神啊，我们如果坦诚自己的内心，我们也何尝不是如此。
We look at what we cannot do, our fears, our lack of knowledge, our lack of confidence.
我们只看到自己的局限，我们的恐惧，我们装备的不足，还有我们信心的软弱。
And you wonder whether you could really use us.
我们常常想，像我们这样的怎么堪大用呢？
But Lord, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢主今天再次用圣灵通给我们。
We thank you that you do not send us out there alone.
主啊，感谢你并不让我们孤身一人被差遣。
That you are with us in everything we do.
主啊，你是与我们一同做工的。
And that you help us when we call.
你在我们被呼召的时候帮助我们。
Lord.
主啊。
We pray for the missionaries serving around the world.
我们为世界上那些正在服事的宣教士们祈祷。
We pray for the pastors and the church leaders serving faithfully in difficult places.
我们为那些在极度艰难的境况当中依然忠心服事摆上的牧者们祷告。
Strengthen them, encourage them, protect them, Lord.
求主你亲自来坚固他们，保守他们，然后来用与鼓励他们。
Fill them afresh with your Holy Spirit.
用您的大圣灵再次充满他们。
As we leave today, Lord.
主啊，当我们今天的聚会散去。
May you remind us that we are called.
请我们时刻谨记，我们是被呼召的。
That we are empowered.
我们也是有圣灵赐予能力的。
And sent.
我们也是被您差遣的。
Not for our glory.
我们不是为我们自己的名。
But for yours.
而是为主你自己的荣耀。
The name of Jesus.
以奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.